Even though everyone and their mother says that procrastination is bad, in my life, I have found that procrastination is actually great because it is a great indicator of a desire I am not aligned with vibrationally. And in this episode, I offer processes I use for getting aligned with my desires and for getting going with inspired actions. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. According to Abraham Hicks, procrastination is what aligned people do when we are not aligned, because we understand that there is not enough action in the world to compensate for the energy that is not moving. So before making an effort to act, preparatory energy work has to be done. But why do we sometimes find ourselves procrastinating in doing the necessary energy work, you might ask? That often happens because over time, we have gotten too comfortable with feeling bad. How many times have you been told, well, that's life, shit happens, pull up your big girl or big boy pants and get going? Yes, it is true. The going is necessary. But the thing that is even more necessary is getting proficient at feeling good even when shit happens. Because when we feel good, we attract what we desire. And when we feel bad, we attract more of the things that make us feel bad. And when we find ourselves procrastinating, we often feel bad not only about the situation itself, but also about ourselves for not acting on our desires. If we find ourselves procrastinating, it means that there is a resistance about what we want. In other words, when we procrastinate, it means that there is either doubt or fear about the thing we want to do. I often have a difficult time starting or continuing my projects because I fear either how long it will take to finish them, and I am just not on board with the time commitment necessary, or I am afraid of the level of difficulty, especially when I look at the project as a whole. Or I fear that my project might not get me the result I really want. Or often, if it's a DIY project, I simply don't have the energy to clean up afterwards, so I don't even feel like starting anything. Yeah, I know, it might sound silly, but I'm just being honest with you. Abraham Hicks suggests not to make ourselves do anything we don't feel like doing, because misaligned energy cannot be compensated with actions. Imagine trying to swim against the strong current of a river, where the current represents the flow of energy, and when we are not aligned with our desires and try to compensate our misalignment with actions, it's like trying to swim against that strong current, fighting all the way and not making any forward progress. Swimming against a current would take an enormous amount of effort to swim, but there would not be any forward movement, and only frustration, burnout, and injury would ensue. Getting aligned with our desires energetically is like jumping in that flowing river and allowing the current take us toward our desires. Aligning with our desires is the most important preparatory work because actions made in the momentum of aligned energy feel effortless. Often, inspired actions don't even feel like work at all. Abraham Hicks says that there is no virtue in the path of great resistance, and that the main work that needs to be done is to get aligned with our desires, because that alignment will guide us on the path of least resistance, which is aided by the source, the creator, the universe. I personally have insomnia, and I am very sensitive to my energy expenditure. I literally don't have the energy to do stuff on my own without universal forces aiding me at every step of the way. That is why I spend most of my time getting myself aligned with my desires, and then I watch everything I want come together around me. Even my DIY projects feel much easier physically when I get in the flow state, or get in the zone, so to speak. One day, after listening to some productivity gurus about the importance of chiseling away toward one's desires, I decided to make a dent in finishing my crochet project. I didn't feel like doing it, but they said that it was all about scheduling it and just doing it. So I spent 2 hours crocheting, but I didn't enjoy the process. And then I found a mistake I made at the very beginning of that day's work. So I spent 2 hours doing what I didn't feel like doing. I didn't enjoy the process. And at the end, I wound up exactly where I started because I had to unravel everything I have crocheted that day. I felt so frustrated with myself for wasting my time because instead of forcing myself into unaligned actions, I could be more productive if I simply daydreamed about my desires for those 2 hours. Because when I daydream, I create my desired reality energetically. It may sound too weird to you now, but every single one of my desires have come to pass because I first described it, then I daydreamed about it, then I visualized living through it, and then I took inspired actions. There was another instance when I decided to force myself into finishing a DIY project I have been working on because, you know, the productivity guru said that actions, and chiseling away toward one's desires is the way to get there. I forced myself to do some work even though I didn't feel like doing it. In the process of efforting without alignment, I twisted my wrist and had to postpone finishing that project until my wrist healed. And it took me about 2 weeks to get back to it. So these days, I spend my energy on getting vibrationally aligned with my plans, and only then I act. I only take inspired actions, and because of it, my life feels effortless, even though the actions I take may be either physically very demanding or emotionally draining if done without alignment. So, some time ago, when my friend who was in war-torn Ukraine told me about her desire to leave the country, but procrastinating and feeling bad about not taking actions, I first had to soothe her into feeling better. I told her that it was a good thing that she didn't force herself into doing something she wasn't completely on board with. Because if taking not aligned actions during peaceful time can lead to injuries, I don't even want to imagine the consequences of not aligned actions during war. After soothing her into feeling better, I asked her to take her journal and to start writing a fairy tale about her life. I asked her to fantasize about her deep desires coming true and to describe the journey on the way there. While writing out her own fairy tale, she found an alignment with her desires, and 3 days later, she was safely in Poland. So if you find yourself procrastinating, try to soothe yourself into the understanding that you are not doing that thing you want to do because you first want to be aligned with your desire vibrationally. Keep in mind that when you get your new desire, the Creator starts raising universal forces in order for your desire to come true. And sometimes it's important to wait for cooperative components to come together to make the process of getting toward your desire as enjoyable, as fun, and as memorable as possible. There's an old story about Esther Hicks needing to buy airline tickets for many different flights. Her late husband asked her to take care of the tickets, but for a few days, she just couldn't get herself to do it. And then, one evening, she had an impulse to call the airline, and within 10 minutes, all the necessary flights were booked. The person at the other end said that just a few moments before Esther called, those tickets were not available and that she was lucky that evening. But now we know that it wasn't luck. Esther was vibrationally attuned to her desires and followed her impulse for inspired actions. Of course, when procrastination becomes an immovable obstacle, there are processes that can be done in order to get in alignment for inspired actions. As a matter of fact, I used these same processes in order to get in alignment with creating this podcast after I found myself procrastinating for a few months. And here we are, almost at the end of episode 8. So, if you find yourself in a procrastination mode, first, you can start by describing in writing what it is that you want to accomplish and mention how you will feel when your desire materializes. Some law of attraction teachers suggest writing this in the present tense, as if these desires have already happened. I personally feel too much discomfort doing it, so I first write my desires as an I want list, and then I rewrite it in the present tense as an I have list. Second, you can describe in writing the best case scenario for each part of the process for getting toward your desire. For example, you can describe the people who will help you. You can note how easy and flowing and fun each step will be. Keep in mind that for me, anything to do with technology is hard and annoying and frustrating. But when I described my process for creating this podcast, I wanted for the process to be easy and flowing and enjoyable. And guess what? The process was exactly as I described it, because my friend was able to benefit from helping me out with every single step of this creative process. And even when my brain was completely shot, because that's my usual reaction to learning anything new to do with technology, my friend, who by the way lives in a different country, told me which buttons to press when, and here we are now. So do not underestimate describing your best case scenario for each step of the way, because this law of attraction thing works like magic. Third, visualize everything you described on paper. Yes, before you take any physical actions, take these actions in your imagination and try to find a feeling of ease and of enjoyment and of flow while imagining. I have described the process of using visualization in episode number 2 of this podcast. Give it a listen, because visualization is a scientifically proven magic wand, and not taking advantage of it is simply unwise. Fourth, this one goes along with visualization. You can imagine being interviewed by somebody at the end of this process about how amazingly everything came together and about how fulfilling it is to see this thing manifested. Fifth, this is where inspired actions can take place. Think about the steps you have described in writing and feel which step would be the easiest and the most fun to do now, and then start with that one. By the way, certain projects are so multifaceted that there might be things that should be done even before creating the actual thing. For example, When I knew that I wanted to start a podcast, I still was not good at self-expression because when I grew up, I was not allowed to have and to express my own opinions. So I took smaller actions to start expressing myself. I started posting silly videos on TikTok, which has been very helpful in preparation for where I am right now. Practicing self-expression on camera and posting my videos on TikTok was so helpful for me in finding my freedom of expression that I even started a membership called the TikTok Party, where I support other women in finding their freedom of expression. If you feel like self-expression is something you'd like help and encouragement with, you're welcome to join my paid membership. Send me a direct message on Instagram at swimmingandliving and I'll get you going. 6. As you work on getting vibrationally aligned with your desire, it might feel like you should do much more, and it most likely will not feel good. You'll have to soothe yourself into feeling better about taking a while to complete your project by reminding yourself that your desires are in the process of becoming, and that things are always working out for you, and that you are exactly where you need to be when you need to be, doing exactly what you need to be doing exactly the way it needs to be done. Let's do it now. Say it together with me. I am exactly where I need to be, when I need to be, doing exactly what I need to be doing, exactly the way it needs to be done. As you go through this vibrational work, whatever you focus on will come together because it cannot be any other way. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.